now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, it's time for another laugh again with our monthly classic comedy segment back on the radio. This week, the comedy of Pat Cooper and news on a popular TV show which is being sued over the musical rights. And no, Robin Thicke is not involved with this one. And what do you think about reincarnation, a story that might really surprise you? Right now, though, from last week's show, we introduced you to the Tiki Lights Lounge version of the band. This is Swank on the Cocktail Nation.
Everyone knows you're swank. Stylishly cool, nobody's fool. Swank. Many men try to capture your eye. They buy you a drink, think they're on the brink of romance.
Not a chance.
Swank, baby, you're swank. Put together just right, a beautiful sight. You're swank, uniquely you, no ingenue. Charm go to waste.
Such good taste.
You know you're swank. Baby, you're swank. So swank. From your head to your toes, everyone knows you're swank. Stylishly cool, nobody's fool.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Kiss the sky. Purple haze all around. Don't know if I'm coming up or coming down. Am I happy or in misery? Whatever it is, that chick put a spell on me.
Lita Coop Cooper with Nutty and Purple Panther. This week, the comedy of Pat Cooper. Now, Cooper started performing in the 1950s. Originally, for a mostly Italian-American audience, he performed at private events for members of the Mafia, Celebrity Roast at the Friars Club in New York. He also played an episode in Seinfeld titled The Friars Club and was a frequent guest on many radio shows, most notably The Howard Stern Show. Billboard magazine gave his album Our Hero from 1965 a special merit review and said that it does for the Italian-American community what Jackie Mason did for the Jewish-American community. Very, very funny guy. This particular segment is called The Honeymoon. Enjoy.
But what am I building up to anyway? Let me tell you something. When you got a father who loves and respects you, he takes care of you. He takes care of you. Did you hear what I told you? That night he gave us a check, $4,000. Mother and I went crazy. I kissed him on the lips. We hell together. I says, Pop, you want to beat up Mama? Whatever you say, baby, I'm with you. But he did one better, my father, because he's a king. Give us 2 tickets to fly to Venice for a honeymoon. The city of love, Venice. Don't believe it, it's a cesspool. I'm in Venice 2 days with my wife. We're in a gondola. I put my hand in the water, I come up on an eggplant. Right away, we fly home. Now, my father's in the airport. Now, do you think he asked us if we had a nice time, if we're feeling good? He just asked us 2 questions. First question, where's my change? Second question, is your wife pregnant? I says, Pop, I've only married a couple of days. What's the matter with you? He says, but make sure that you have a boy. I says, Papa, how can I guarantee you a boy? He says, eat broccoli. I ate broccoli for 5 years. We had a boy, the kid was born green. You know, we named him Andy Boy. And when he's 17 years old, he'll be known as the Jolly Green Giant. But do you realize what it means to make an Italian woman wait 5 years for that first child? Now the first year, she says to herself, well, it's the honeymoon. Second year, pay for the furniture. But around the 3rd year, she became a nervous wreck. Now this was my wife around the 3rd year. There's something wrong with you. Skinny guinea, there's something wrong with you. But with all this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy because today, believe it or not, today my son was 7 years old. And today he said his first word. You know what he said? And from the day he was born till the day, one fault. The genius and Einstein, one fault. He gets up 5 o'clock every morning to watch television. Now what can you watch at 5 o'clock in the morning? My kid likes the noise. I said to my wife, leave him alone. He's sending a message. But you're looking at a guy now that's in serious trouble. My wife now wants a girl. I says, hey, you can't have a girl. She says, why not? I says, I like broccoli too much, that's why.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Music. Thank you. This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hello, baby.
Thank you.
Donation with BG Adair there, and Let's Fall in Love. Some good news, my fiction book, Licato Prince, An Accidental Assassin, has been picked up by Bear Manor Media Publishers, and it's going to be out shortly as an ebook. It's been a long slog to get it finished and out there, and I'm proud to say that it's going to be out very, very soon. The contract's been signed, so soon you'll be reading about my Lounge Lothario Assassin out of Monaco. More on that to come. Here's Barbara Levy-Daniels, and it's the talk of the town on the Cocktail Nation.
I can't show my face, can't go any place. People stop and stare, it's so hard to bear. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town. Every time we meet, my heart skips a beat. We don't stop to speak, though it's just a week. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town. We send out invitations to friends and relations, announcing our wedding day. Friends and relations, they gave congratulations. How do we face them? What can we say? Let's make up, sweetheart. We can't stay apart. Don't let foolish pride keep you from my side. How can love like ours be ended? It's the talk of the town. Invitations to friends and relations, announcing our wedding day. Our friends and relations gave congratulations. How do we face them? What do we say? Let's make up, sweetheart. Can't stay apart. Don't let foolish pride keep you from my side. How can love like ours be ended? It's the talk of the town. It's the talk of the town.
The Cocktail Nation.
Here is a world of communication tailored for your needs of today and tomorrow.
Coop, how are you, man?
Very good, very good.
Awesome. Hey, Coop, how you doing? You know, I love your program. Hey, buddy. Always connect with you, man. It's, like, been way too long. You gotta come out here. Are you gonna come out?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. Love the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Paul Desmond and Lady in Cement.
What's reading in the Penthouse Library?
The book I've been reading is called Return to Life, How Some Children Have Memories of Reincarnation. This is not something I necessarily believe in, but it's a fascinating story all about a five-year-old boy who said to his mother, "Hey, look, I've got something to tell you. I think I used to be somebody else." They took him to a special child psychologist and had a look into his story, and things started to check out. They pulled out a book from 1932 with a publicity shot for a movie called Night After Night, starring Mae West. It was her first film debut. In the corner is a man, doesn't actually have any part to play in the movie apart from being an extra, and he says, "That's me." The guy's name was Marty Martin. Turns out he was a Hollywood player, an agent of sorts. And so many things in this kid's story start to check out: ages, places where he lived, things that he liked. It's all very, very freaky and kind of Twilight Zone-ish. It will send a shiver up your spine when you read this story. The book is called Return to Life, How Some Children Have Memories of Reincarnation. It's a fascinating story, and there's so many amazing stories in there, and well worth checking out, that's for sure. But do read this story. I've got it up on my website, cocktailnation.net. Return to Life, How Some Children Have Memories of Reincarnation. Whether or not you believe it or not, it's certainly fascinating stuff. Here's Virginia Schneck and Midnight Sun on the Cocktail Nation.
Your lips were like a red and ruby chalice, warmer than the summer night. The clouds were like an alabaster palace, rising to a snowy height. Each star its own aurora borealis. Suddenly you held me tight. I could see the midnight sun. I can't explain the silver rain that found me, or was that a moonlit veil? The music of the universe around me, or was that a nightingale? Then your arms miraculously found me. Suddenly the sky grew pale. I could see the midnight sun. Was there such a night? It's a thrill I still don't quite believe. But after you were gone, there was still some stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may flicker to an ember, and the stars refuse to shine. And we may see the meadow in December, icy white and crystalline. But oh, my darling, always I'll remember when your lips were close to mine. We saw the midnight sun. But tonight, it's a thrill I still don't quite believe. But after you were gone, there was still some stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may flicker to an ember, and the stars refuse to shine. And we may see the meadow in December, icy white and crystalline. But oh my darling, always I'll remember when your lips were close to mine. And we saw the midnight sun. And we saw the midnight sun.
Sydney, a man, a microphone, a dimly lit apartment, and a smoking jacket. The Cocktail Nation.
Cocktailnation, thanks to ultraswank.net and Project Memento with Quiet Village getting that theremin going. Time for a look at the world of swank now, thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. Tiki Caliente coming up May 14, Tiki Con, set for July 10 at the Red Lion Hotel in Vancouver, Washington. Oahu Luau at the Lake, June 25, the Nashville Boogie Weekend, April 30. September 19, it is the Marilyn Monroe Festival in Sydney. And the Vintage Tiki Weekend at Wildwood's Caribbean Motel. It's coming up May 15, hosted by Retro Roadmaps Mod Betty, Wildwood, New Jersey. These gigs and lots more, cocktailnation.net. Quick note, too, that on Thursday, CBS was hit by a copyright infringement lawsuit from the children of the late Morton Stevens, who we played a couple of weeks ago when we were doing our special TV classic tunes. Morton Stevens, a prolific Emmy award-winning film and television score composer, whose works included trumpet and drums opening to the CBS crime TV show. Now, Stevens died in 1991, which, according to a complaint filed in California federal court, was about 6 years before the renewal copyright term for the Hawaii Five-O theme commenced. And that's important because under copyright law, for works created before 1978, when the author dies before the original term of copyright grant expires, rights revert to the heirs. You'd think they'd get this right, wouldn't you? You know, they're a pretty big company, lots of lawyers and all this sort of stuff, but somehow somebody has dropped the ball. So I have a feeling somebody's going to make a whole lot of money. Here is Morton Stevens now and Hawaii Five-O on the Cocktail Nation. Cocktail Nation with Oscar Peterson Trio and The Tender Trap. Next week on the show, we are talking Euro spies. Looking forward to your company. Then can leave you with David Carbonara now and A Girl Can Dream. Stay up.